USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In an upcoming Fox News Sunday interview, President Donald Trump showed some support for facial coverings to help stop the spread of coronavirus.
I want people to have a certain freedom, and I don't believe in that, no. And I don't agree with the statement that if everybody wear a mask, everything disappears. Hey, Dr. Fauci said don't wear a mask. Our Surgeon General, terrific guy, said don't wear a mask. Everybody was saying don't wear a mask. All of a sudden, everybody's got to wear a mask. And as you know, masks cause problems too. With that being said, I'm a believer in masks. I think masks are good.
Breathtaking numbers around the world are a reminder that a return to normal life is still far from sight. Coronavirus confirmed cases worldwide have now topped 14 million and deaths have surpassed 600,000, according to Johns Hopkins University. The World Health Organization reported a single-day record of new infections at over 237,000. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wade Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Felony charges have been dropped against 87 people who were arrested this week on the lawn of Kentucky's Attorney General while protesting the response to the death of Breonna Taylor. The charge, intimidating a participant in a legal process, was reasonable, Jefferson County Attorney Mike O'Connell said in a statement, but in the interest of justice and the promotion of free exchange of ideas, we will dismiss the charge for each protester. Other charges against the demonstrators, including disorderly conduct and criminal trespassing, remain under review. Customs and Border Protections fired four employees and suspended more than three dozen others without pay after a year-long investigation into their involvement in Facebook groups featuring violent, sexist, and racist posts against migrants and Latino members of Congress. A year ago, officials initially announced 70 current and former CBP employees were under that investigation for participating in a secret Facebook group which users joked about dead migrants and made sexist, derogatory comments about Latino lawmakers. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The City Council of Minneapolis, Minnesota has now approved a resolution officially declaring racism a public health emergency. The resolution comes nearly 2 months after George Floyd died after a white Minneapolis police officer knelt on his neck. Mayor Jacob Frey said systemic racism is among the greatest long-term threats our city and nation are facing, and the last 2 months have made that reality painfully clear. We as local elected officials understand that anti-racism must be centered in all that we do to ensure Minneapolis is at the forefront of achieving racial equality. 15 former female employees of Washington's NFL team told the Washington Post that they were sexually harassed while working for the club. Former employee Emily Applegate spoke about her time working for the team.
You get your first screaming at you, then somebody makes a comment to you about what you're wearing. It just snowballs from there, and it really took most people no time to comment on my appearance. I would walk out of very important people's office in tears, and I couldn't stop because I was so embarrassed that I was being treated that way in front of people.
The allegations span from 2006 to 2019 and range from inappropriate remarks about females' bodies or clothing to instances of verbal abuse. Washington's NFL franchise has retained D.C.-based law firm Wilkinson and Walsh to review the matter, according to attorney Beth Wilkinson, who said her firm will be reviewing the team's culture, policies, and allegations of workplace misconduct. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.